WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 8 degrees. Time now for the update at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada on hold for a month, but 10% tariffs on certain Chinese-made goods are going into effect. China retaliating with a 15% tariff on products from the U.S., including crude oil and coal. Elon Musk, at the direction of President Trump, has moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development, which provides humanitarian assistance around the world.
USAID spends $43 billion a year, about 1% of the federal budget, feeding millions of children, bringing food, water, and shelter to victims of natural disasters. But the administration claims USAID also spent millions on more questionable programs.
ABC's Christian Cordero, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, visiting El Salvador, says the president there has agreed to take violent U.S. criminals, including American citizens, to prisons in El Salvador.
Immigrants marching against President Trump's immigration policies.
This is ABC News. Evacuations underway from certain Greek islands with earthquake after earthquake hitting. It's ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
More than 500 underwater earthquakes recorded in the Greek islands over the past few days, prompting concerns about a potentially more powerful event. People are being told to avoid large indoor gatherings. Schools have been closed and hundreds are evacuating on ferries and planes. Greek officials have also sent special forces and rescue teams as a precaution. Inez de la Cotera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Insurance company State Farm is now asking California for an emergency 22% rate increase. It says over the last 5 years, it has racked up $5 billion in underwriting losses in the state. State Farm says it's paid out more than $1 billion in claims after the Los Angeles wildfires. And there's hope that car prices might actually come down a bit. Automakers now reportedly ramping up production of less expensive models. Experts say many companies are stuck with too many unsold high-end cars and trucks. This is ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Details on weather for today coming up in just a moment from WRCO. Evidently a problem in Madison with the printing of the Wisconsin State Journal. So no deliveries of those today. If you've been waiting by your mailbox patiently, they will not be delivered today in southwestern Wisconsin area.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's high temperature, 21, partly sunny and cool conditions, with north to northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, a low of 8. 31 Wednesday, with a 30% chance of scattered light snow later in the afternoon, possibly mixed with sleet or freezing drizzle. That light wintry mix continues into Wednesday night, a low of 24. 35 with scattered sunshine on Thursday, Friday 25, and Saturday 29. Could be a little tricky with snow likely most of the day. 2 or 3 inches of snow expected. Right now, east winds at 6. We're down to the single digits now after a midnight reading, which was all the way up at 24. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 8 degrees.
Let's get it.
Done it to me, hotter than a hoochie coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom, perfect, you like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Lily girl, you give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. Let's take a time off the line. Could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Kane Brown on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning from Richland Center. 9 minutes after 7. Today is National Thank a Mail Carrier Day. Today, also known as Thank a Mailman Day, the day reminds us just how important mail carriers are to our daily lives. So, thank a mail carrier. That kind of makes our day here at WRCO, and the mail carrier arrives. I know Joanne always runs out with glee to see if maybe her secret decoder ring came, or her little Orphan Annie Spy Kit. Let's see what else is going on. It's National Homemade Soup Day today. So today heats up with some soup. In every cuisine, soup provides a rich basis of flavor and history. So maybe whip up a bowl, a batch of soup today. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Downtown bar, all it takes is some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity, and it's on. Everyone is the first, last time, walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Then the telephone rings, hello, are you at home? Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? We'll be right back.
WRCO in Richland Center. It is currently 7 degrees. Kick that thermometer. What's going on here? It's heading in the wrong direction today. WRCO and WRCE, where we give you more Bray. Hank Bray stops by in just a little bit. Here's Roger Miller.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer. Train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at wccu.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it!
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning, Philip.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I'm looking for your bell. I was going to sing, but I can't sing if you don't have the bell.
Oh, I think it's back here. Hold on a second here. Oh, yeah. Over here.
Are you ready yet, man?
I'll have it ready.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah.
Raw.
There you go.
Wow, that's good.
That was it.
That's good.
It's like the gong show. We need a big gong.
Gong.
Yep.
Anyway. You had a good ball game last night.
We did, yeah. River Valley played well against a good Barneville team.
Yeah, yeah. I was over cheating the kids in Highland.
Well, yep. Did a good job there, I bet.
Yeah, so. I did. Mm-hmm. Love those Riverdale girls. They're so a bunch of good girls. And I'm not, and Highland is too, but I think I had more conversations with the Riverdale girls than anything. They're just good kids.
Yeah, so. Good deal. I talked with who's now the winningest girls basketball coach in Wisconsin history, Jim Myers from
Jim.
Barneville.
Yeah.
He was on our pregame show last night, so yeah.
He's nice to have.
Oh, man. We're going to talk about the opportunity to work with him and then all the years with Jerry Pettigrew as well, who's now retired, but the winningest boys basketball coach.
The old girls coach from Pecatonica now at Darlington, his name's Mike, what is his name? Anyway, he won a couple state championships with Peck. So my first varsity game this year was Barneville at Darlington.
Oh.
Yeah, I had some classy
talk
coaches.
About coaches yes. there, yeah.
So, and then when they tell you, hey, nice job, you go ahead and just accept that and move on.
Or if they chew you, that you know that, oh, they probably.
If they say something, you probably miss something. So, and both coaches last night, Mr. Terrell, Mr. Swigum. Great guys. I mean, they didn't really say anything.
Mm-hmm.
If they did say something, you probably missed it. You know, and I know Mr. Swigum asked me one thing, and I probably did miss it. So
would they ask if your shoe was untied or not?
Larry would probably actually tie the other knot with me.
Oh, yeah.
And
step on it.
And Mr. Terrell would probably help him. So, no, very classy guys.
That's good.
But anyway. Anyway, so today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Yes.
Have you studied?
Well, yes. Probably the wrong thing. You know.
Well, it's a bunch of Hank things.
Oh, no, I studied music, so I probably won't get any right.
Also known as stupid things.
Stupid things.
Yes, stupid things.
All right.
Number one, buddy. The first ATM was installed in Miami because of what, Phil? Is it because of beachgoers, skaters, gator hunters, or NASA launches? Is it A, beachgoers, B, skaters, C, gator hunters, or D, NASA launchers?
What city was it again?
Miami.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number two, the lawnmower was invented and patented in 1830 by Edward Budding. True or false? The flattest state in the U.S. is A, Nebraska, B, Alaska, C, Florida, or D, South Dakota.
The flattest state.
The flattest state in the U.S.
All right.
Is it A, Nebraska, B, Alaska, C, Florida, or D, South Dakota?
All right.
All right. Number, what number are we on now, buddy?
Number four.
Some Italian banks accept cheese for collateral for loans. True or false?
Boy, that'd be nice if that's the case.
Yeah.
Have some home in the fridge. I could go get a loan. But if it's Limburger, people will leave me alone.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The average person toots 10 times a day.
Why would you have this on the quiz?
Well, does anybody know you?
Yeah, but you're probably, I would say you're above average.
True or false, buddy? The average person toots 10 times a day.
Right. All right. All right. All right.
All right. Santa Claus wore blue before red.
Okay.
All right. Number seven. No only child has ever been president. No only child has ever been president.
I'm stinking on that one a little bit.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, buddy. Number eight. The U.S. Army is the largest employer of musicians.
Of what?
Musicians.
I thought you said magicians. No. Well, maybe. All right.
Interesting question. It's a music question.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Did you study that one last night?
No, I didn't study that one last night.
A duck's quack has one of the loudest echoes of U.S. animals.
Huh.
Quack, 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 quack. Sorry.
Sorry.
That thing works.
Yeah, it does. Gets your attention.
Yeah, it does. Number 10.
Did your teacher do that back in Pea Ridge?
No, she. No, no. He used used a ruler.
He?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Used a ruler?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. And if the ruler didn't work, which good chance of it didn't, he would use this long wooden thing out in the hallway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I went home to see my father.
I know. Then you had more perils. Yeah, I was always scared of that.
I was more scared of my father knowing that I messed up in school.
Yeah.
I would do anything. I begged my teachers not to call my father.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly. Me too.
So, yeah. The founder of Atari is the founder of Chuck E. Cheese. Pretty good question, though.
Chucky always scared me, too. And I was trying to eat my... Then he would come walking around, you know?
And then those guys up there...
Yeah, the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They start playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one guy would be going...
Yeah, maybe he... Yeah,
all right.
He'd been out the night before, I think.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he was. Stayed up way too late.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Number one, the first ATM was installed in Miami because of A, beachgoers, B, skaters, C, gator hunters, or D, NASA launchers.
I've got beachgoers.
No, skaters.
Skaters.
Yes.
Well, my second answer was NASA, and so that would have been way wrong.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well. One wrong. No fridge hanging today.
You notice again, I got you on the first one.
Right, deflated right out of the gate here.
I like to do that to you, Phil.
Really?
Or do you want me to move that question to number 10 where you're like, there's hope?
Yeah, maybe you should. No, this way I know. Just kind of lets me down, and then I just, whatever happens, happens.
The first mower was invented and patented in 1830 by Edward Budding.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo!
1830, first lawnmower.
Back on track.
It's got to be the wheel mower or something.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't have a motor.
No, yeah.
I don't think.
Maybe you just put a goat out there saying, you know what? I'm going to patent that thing.
Yeah, that would have been the easiest way, right?
What was the what is the flattest state in the U.S.? Is it A, Nebraska, B, Alaska, C, Florida, or D, South Dakota?
I thought long and hard about this one because I think that there are a couple of obvious ones, but I'm thinking it's not the obvious one. I went with Florida.
That is right. Florida is right. And you think about it, it's flat.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah, lots of beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also,
shoreline.
Did you know there are no dinosaur bones found in Florida?
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know why?
Well, because it used to be underwater.
That is correct. Yep,
Thank you.
That is correct.
See, I was listening that day through the doorway when I was out in the hall. I could hear the teacher talking. Yeah. So.
After you got your whipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some Italian banks accept cheese for collateral for loans.
That's got to be true. I wonder if it has to be a certain type of
cheese.
It
didn't say.
You know?
So some of these questions I find, you got to just see how I find them. It's just amazing.
I don't even want to know. I would give away your sources.
Yeah. The average person toots 10 times a day.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. Yeah, it's usually 13 to 21 times a day.
In your case.
And Phil's case, it's 44 to 53.
Hey.
We counted them.
Yeah, but not all are real. So.
Oh. Yeah. See, we don't know which ones are and which ones.
Well, you got to keep people guessing.
Unless you walk through it. Yeah. Anyway, Santa Claus wore blue before red.
That's got to be true.
No, it's false.
Oh.
He wore green.
Oh, man. Yeah, killing me here.
And we had this one in December, that Santa Claus. It was a different kind, but
my brain retention is not good, evidently.
Is that my fault?
Probably.
Maybe you're tooting too much.
<Could be. laughs>
No child.
There you go. That's enough of that. All right.
No child has ever been president. No only child has ever been president.
I think that's true.
It is true. No only child has ever been president.
Now, I was thinking. Now, your cousin Bill Clinton from Arkansas, he had a half brother, Roger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Roger.
Because I was thinking it was him, but then I remember.
They're both weird.
You know, I interviewed Roger once.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Roger was a fledgling musician. He was trying to start a music career and had sent a record out to radio stations and had called. I did an interview with him. I think that was during the Clinton presidency, too.
So
that's as close as I've been to a president, I guess.
Well, what about me, though?
No, I tried to interview Billy Carter, but couldn't get through.
No.
So, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, what else is going on?
The U.S. Army is the largest employer of musicians.
I think that's true.
It is true. Yep.
Woo-hoo!
They employ a lot of them.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Actually, they're the largest employer of the world of musicians.
Some amazing bands.
Yes, they are, and they're pretty good.
Mm.
A duck's quack has one of the loudest echoes of U.S. animals.
I think that's false.
It is false. It does not echo at all.
Oh, it doesn't echo at all.
It does not.
I was trying to come up with the animal that would have had.
And you tell me how you not get a duck's quack to echo. It does not echo.
It does not echo. Yeah, that's got to be weird for them. Yeah. All right.
The founder of Atari is the founder of your favorite place, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job, Phil. How many did you get?
Eight
out of ten.
Two wrong. So, not bad, buddy.
Not bad at all for a stupid quiz.
Yeah, I like stupid quizzes.
I know, sometimes they're the best.
Stuff that you should know. Maybe you heard once. And
I will tell you, spring's around the corner.
Yes, it is.
So
we've had some callers mentioning robins back in the yard.
You never know what's going to be on next week's quiz.
Oh, robins, maybe?
You know what? Let's just say robins.
Robins.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll probably have them on turkeys or something.
Well, or go with Robin Yount. That'd be all right.
Might
get some of those right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, buddy, hey, don't forget Brewer Baseball right around the corner.
February 22nd.
Yep. Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
All right, brother.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, in 1849, University of Wisconsin begins teaching 20 students in a one-room classroom. 1849. 1957, the first electric portable typewriter was put on sale in New York. That was really a savior. Those old manuals, you really had to test your finger strength. And in 2004, Facebook was founded by Mark Zuckerberg and Eduardo Saverin. That was on this day in 2004. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Brady Salisbury, from Mom, Dad, and Isabel. Also today to Rita Waslick from Donna, Joyce, and Rosie, and to Rita from Jody and Steven. Happy birthday elsewhere today to Adam Burns from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday, Ursula Sapek, from residents and staff of Schmidtwoodland Hills. Happy birthday to Pam Mosier and Denise Huffer from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Darlene Turnmeyer from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. And happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Darlene Turnmeyer from also retired 18101. Wendy Jakimczyk from Remy, Berkeley, and Huntley. Have a great day today, and have a happy, happy day, Wendy Jakimczyk, from Mary and Lyle and the entire family. Happy birthday to Arlie and Arliss Greeny from the Knights of the Round Table. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Kurt Heisey, Clint Kelly, Amanda Meister, to Megan Ostrander, Jason Rowe, Roy Seifert, and Angie Spiegel, Tad Bumkamp, and Danny Tisdale. Richland Center Lions today, saluting these fine folks, Trevor Larson, Jim Jewell, Dwayne Gilbertson, Eric Dale Scholl, Sean Wilson Walsh, and Brianne Nicole Gunderson. And a happy birthday wish to Jim Jewell. Lots of love from his wife, Shirley. Happy birthday, Jim Jewell, as well, from Butch and Maggie.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Many have asked me, Phil, who are you picking in the Super Bowl? And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm picking the Labrador and the Puppy Bowl, I think. But nonetheless, that'll be good. That'll be fun to watch that. Are they having the Kitty Bowl? Probably. It seems like that's something they've had in the past, too. So, I don't know, sometimes those games are more exciting. I don't know. For a special couple celebrating wherever they are today.
'Cause your love takes good care of me. Yes, your love takes good care of me. And when the rain falls and the wind and the storm is on the sea, I'll be safe. Your love takes care of me. When life for me gets weary and the sun refuses to shine, I'll run to the arms of the one I love, and there I'll hide. You know just what to do and say. You make my life worthwhile. And when I look into your face, I see heaven in your smile. And your love takes good care of me. The storm is on the sea. I'll be care of me. I'll be safe. Your love takes care of me.
Jack Green on WRCO FM 100.9.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. The forecast for today calls for partly sunny skies and cool conditions through the day. We're hopeful to get to the low 20s later on and 8 degrees for tonight's low before a wintry mix, maybe later Wednesday into Wednesday night. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low. It is 6 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee with WRCO, WRCE News. Absentee ballot deadlines are approaching for Wisconsin's February 18th spring primary. Starting today, 2 weeks before Election Day, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process, sometimes called early voting, involves a voter both requesting a ballot and also completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. Voters need to show an acceptable photo ID when voting by in-person absentee ballot. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf said voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately. Registered voters can make the requests online at myvote.wi.gov. Passenger numbers are up at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. The airport reached a new milestone in passenger traffic in 2023 when it surpassed the 6 million traveler mark for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, Mitchell welcomed 6,316,245 travelers, a 5% increase over the previous record. The airport is served by a dozen passenger airlines on domestic flights, with more flights to be added this year. A press release said much of the airport's success in 2024 came from adding new nonstop flights and amenities and concessions. The WIAA is facing a lawsuit.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty accuses the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association of illegally interfering in the business of publicly funded and administered sports groups. This is after a student who was forced to go from private to public schools due to an illness in her family was blocked from joining the Baraboo softball team. The girl's family requested a waiver and was denied. A Will spokesperson says the girl's family pays school taxes and lives in the district, and the WIAA has overstepped its bounds as a private organization. The WIAA is declining to comment due to the lawsuit. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is time to find out if your home will be covered in case of a flood. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to check to see if your home qualifies for special flood insurance. Most homeowners' policies do not cover that damage and require special additions. Just 1 inch of water in a home can cause thousands of dollars in damage, so it's important to get that coverage. You can find out more and where to apply online at floodsmart.gov.
There will be an event in Boscobel this Saturday to help raise funds for Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack. Bruce Pitsley is from Boscobel Area Mobile Pack and also the organizer of the event. This is the 13th in Boscobel, which helps Feed My Starving Children.
Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit organization whose goal is to eradicate hunger and starvation throughout the world, specifically in children. For those who may not be familiar with them, how do they do that? They have food packing events at locations around the country, permanent sites in Minnesota, Illinois, Arizona, and Texas, where volunteers can pre-register for a two-hour shift and they assemble meal ingredients. And that formula is scientifically formulated for malnourished people, specifically starving children. But they also take that same model on the road to events all across the country called mobile packs, just like the one that we have in Boscobel. This will be our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel, and we're really looking forward to it again. Registration for that will open on February 27th.
Bruce Pitsley says that donations are accepted to help with the fundraising event, which will help Boscobel Area Mobile Pack get closer to their annual goal of $66,000.
For our annual pie auction, we do ask if people want to donate pies. That's what we really look for. We look for the pies for our live auction. And it's a really fun day, and many, many people over the years have been very loyal. They bring pies every year, and sometimes somebody will bring a cheesecake. Somebody might bring some cupcakes or, you know, other similar things, and we've had a couple people over the years actually bring, like, a mystery box, so nobody knows what's in it. That's always a lot of fun, too. We also have a bake sale. If people would want to donate items for the bake sale, that would be welcome also. For people who maybe can't be there for the pie auction or can't afford to buy a pie, they can always support our cause at the bake sale.
Everyone is welcome to help support Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack at the pie auction, bake sale, and soup and sandwich luncheon this Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch starts at 11, and the pie bidding begins at noon. If you have any questions or would like to donate to the event, you can contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2678. 2554. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison Monday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that now could be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration, calling it unconstitutional and illegal power grab. Baldwin also called on her Republican colleagues in the Senate to remind Trump that they are the ones who write laws and budgets. The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, along with fentanyl testing strips to the community pharmacies across the state, and much more. A Wisconsin-based airline announces layoffs. A notice filed with the state's Workforce Development Department says Air Wisconsin will let go of 219 employees in management positions permanently and 294 in union positions temporarily. Air Wisconsin's purchase agreement with American Airlines is set to end April 3rd, causing the airline to develop what it calls alternative flying opportunities, which will be announced in weeks. According to the notice, the layoffs could begin as early as March 31st and will impact jobs at airports in Milwaukee and Appleton. The number of monarch butterflies spending the winter in the western United States dropped dramatically this year, even as federal officials moved to extend protections for the beloved pollinator. Also, the Society for Invertebrate Conservation surveys overwintering sites along the California coast, northern Baja California, and inland sites in California and Arizona. This year, the organization counted 9,119 monarchs, the second lowest total since tracking began in 1997. The organization has recorded more than 200,000 monarchs in each of the last 3 years. The Society says monarchs are suffering from pesticides, habitat loss, and climate change across their range. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service began the process of listing monarchs as threatened in December. The American Red Cross is encouraging you to give blood or platelets now to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of severe winter weather and wildfires. Donors of all types, particularly type O negative blood donors, and those giving platelets are needed to help save lives. You have several opportunities beginning today that will be held from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. The second will be tomorrow from 9 until 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. A third blood drive will be held Thursday from 11:30 until 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. The fourth and final blood drive this week will be held Friday from noon until 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. You can schedule a time to give by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That is 1-800-733-2767. A fatal crash in the parking lot of a Menards store in Burlington Sunday night. Burlington police say a vehicle driven by a 20-year-old man employed by the store pinned a 21-year-old fellow employee against his vehicle while he was removing items from his trunk. The pinned man died at the scene. The incident happened after a work meeting at the store, which was closed at the time. The 20-year-old is cooperating with investigators, and no criminal charges are currently being pursued. Two people are dead after a wrong-way crash on a Milwaukee freeway, according to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Two vehicles going the wrong way entered I-43 in the city's downtown area Saturday morning, shortly after one of the vehicles hit an oncoming car head-on. The driver and a passenger in the striking vehicle died, and a second passenger was hospitalized with serious injuries. A man and child in the struck vehicle were not hurt. Investigators are looking for the other wrong-way driver to determine if they were connected to the crash. Today is Transit Equity Day. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
Here are today's vital statistics. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel, died January 25th. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home from 9 until the service time this morning at 11. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday from 4 until 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died Tuesday, January 28th, at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 8th from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. And Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Czechs National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
WRCE-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. A news update from ABC is next, sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariffs against Mexico and China paused for 30 days, but tariffs against China went into effect overnight. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has China's response.
China firing back. After President Trump's 10% tariff went into effect at midnight, Beijing swiftly retaliating with tariffs on American goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, agricultural machinery, and pickup trucks. China also restricting the export of critical minerals used to produce high-tech products.
Mexico and Canada both agreed to boost border security in exchange for the tariffs being paused. Sources say a handful of people working with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency were spotted at the Department of Education on Monday. They also say his team has access to the agency.